The Nooshigak Fish and Game Advisory Committee held a meeting Tuesday that featured a brief update from Tim Sands. He's the ADFNG Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District, and he noted that the local fishery was closed shortly after the Lone Star sank on June 30th.
It sank in the mouth of the Igooshik River on the 30th of June at 7 a.m., and we closed the fishery at 9 a.m., and then we added an additional drift restriction at noon on the 30th. Reopened everything at 12:30 p.m. after we talked to Alaska Chidoe, and they flew a survey, and they said they didn't think there was any concerns about contamination.
The closures referenced by Sands included a closure of the Setnet fishery in the Igooshik section of the Nooshigak District and a 6-mile closure around the mouth of the Igooshik River for the drifters. Sands stressed that he participated in almost daily overflights of the sunken tender to assess the situation.
On Friday the 5th, I flew with Coast Guard and DEC, and we saw sheening, and they're like, well, I don't think that's a problem. And then a little while later, Trident called us up and said, hey, we have contaminated fish potentially. And so at that point, we shut everything down. And then we kept doing surveys, again, with Coast Guard and or DEC or whoever was available. We wanted to have 2 days of no sheen, and we found sheen. And then we wanted 3 days of no sheen, and on the third day we found sheen, and so that was it. We just closed it and kept it closed for the rest of the season.
At the time of the sinking on June 30th, the Lone Star was anchored near the mouth of the Igooshik River buying sockeye from local fishermen in the Igooshik section. During a change in the tide, the anchor chain apparently struck the vessel's transducer, resulting in a hull breach. The vessel eventually capsized in about 18 feet of water. It was carrying over 13,000 gallons of diesel fuel and several hundred gallons of other petroleum products. During the recovery effort, over 7,000 gallons of fuel and over 3.7 thousand gallons of oily water were removed from the fuel tanks on board the Lone Star, but it's believed there is still fuel or other petroleum products on board that could not be recovered. A consistent fuel sheen was seen coming from the vessel shortly after it sank, all the way up until most of the fuel tanks were emptied. During the recent meeting in Dillingham, Sands downplayed the negative impacts of the fuel that ended up in the water.
There should be no long-term issues with fuel. I mean, it's diesel, it goes away relatively quickly, but that's what the Coast Guard's been telling us all along. So it shouldn't be an issue for next season.
The 78-foot Lone Star is still sitting on the bottom of the Igooshik River, and it's still carrying the sockeye that were on board when it sank on June 30th. Responders and assets with the Resolve Marine Group are currently on scene, attempting once again to raise the vessel from the bottom of the river. If successful, the responders will try to make the vessel seaworthy and then tow it to Unalaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.